It's time for the big interview.
What is going on here? I demand an explanation.
The big names, the big news, the biggest stories, the next big thing. What's the big deal? It's the big interview.
It's the big stuff.
You talking to me?
Who do you think you are?
We have a big show for you tonight.
Your money gives you the big thinkers, top experts, the brightest minds.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
And plenty of time to swim in their brain fluid.
Oh my.
So listen and learn and enjoy the big interview.
The eyes of the nation are on us right now.
Whatever. Fun will now commence.
And today I can promise you, if it is possible to have fun talking about bonds, we are definitely going to do it, because my guest is Mary Ellen Stanek. She is the president of the Baird Funds, the chief investment officer for Baird Advisors. And what that really means is that she is on the management team of Baird Core Plus Bond Fund, Baird Aggregate Bond, Baird Intermediate Bond, and basically anything that is Baird, she's got a hand in. And she is a fixed income specialist at a time where everybody is looking and saying, what do I do to squeeze more income out? And so that's the first thing we're going to talk to her after we welcome her to the show. Mary Ellen Stanek, thanks for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Great to be back.
Now, Mary Ellen joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower supports independent advice because it believes you should go to where you can get the best ideas without conflicts of interest. To see how that kind of open architecture can benefit you, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Mary Ellen, it's easy. Right now, everybody's trying to figure out how to get more yield without going way out the other end of the risk spectrum. Is there anything from the fixed income side that they can do, or do they really have to consider dividend-paying stocks as the generate income piece of their portfolio in these market conditions?
Well, Chuck, you know, it comes back to each individual's objectives, what the purpose of the asset pool is and what they're trying to do, what their time horizon is, how much volatility they can accept along the spectrum of the entire capital market. So that's first and foremost in terms of how people ought to approach this. Certainly the range of possible outcomes, both from the economy and the capital markets, not just in this country, but globally, is quite wide. And so there's the volatility we think is going to remain quite high. And so with that volatility, each investor has to step back and go, all right, what is my tolerance for that kind of volatility? What is my tolerance for risk? You mentioned dividend paying stocks, and certainly many of them are certainly more expensive than they were when the idea was first generated as a potential substitute or an enhancement on the income side.
Yep, no doubt.
But still, they are stocks. And so that's a different level of volatility than, say, short to intermediate high quality bond portfolios. And so you need to have the building blocks in there. And just remember that from our vantage point, keep the seatbelts on, because the volatility is going to remain quite high. That said, there are still ways for investors to enhance that income-oriented part of their portfolio. So we think about those enemies of our investors' wealth and how we can potentially stack the deck in our investors' favor. So what kinds of things can we do? One is, from the investor vantage point, pay attention to the cost to invest. What are, if you're in a mutual fund or a series of funds, what are the costs, the underlying expense ratios or any kind of transaction costs to be able to participate? Because in this volatile world where the nominal returns are lower, those expense ratios or those costs to invest end up eating more and more of your potential total returns. So pay attention to that and look for lower cost alternatives. One at the far end of the spectrum is index funds, which is certainly a reasonable way to go about building portfolios. That said, particularly in the bond world right now, the index products or the ETFs, tend to carry a lot of treasury positions
right.
in them inherently that are, we believe, some of the most expensive parts of the fixed income markets. And so we look to other alternatives. And along the risk spectrum, certainly the Baird bond funds that you mentioned, the short, the intermediate, the aggregate, or the core plus, certainly very attractive alternatives, we believe, vis-a-vis an index product without paying that much more in terms of expense ratio. So there's ways that you can go ahead and build portfolios. One of them is watching your expense ratios and your cost to invest. Another one is watching turnover rates.
Right.
You know, and what that can potentially mean, particularly if you're a taxable investor, and any impact, you know, taxes could have on your net after tax total return. There are certainly little tools that we use in portfolio construction and ongoing management that can add some value. Things like looking for parts of the corporate bond market where we think we can control risk as well as offer some additional yield or opportunity is one idea. Another one is watch roll down. What do I mean by that? Positioning in the portfolio more of the portfolio or the bonds on some of the steeper parts of the yield curve. So as you pass through time, you roll down to lower yielding, higher price points. That gives you a little bit of added value in there that can actually mean additional bit of total return that is not insignificant in this lower nominal return environment. So there are things that we can do in terms of portfolio structure, some of the higher quality asset-backed and mortgage-backed structures, commercial mortgage-backed bonds that we can invest in that we believe we can both take advantage of the additional yield that's out there while we control the risk.
My guest on Money Life is Mary Ellen Stanek. She is president of the Baird Funds. One of the interesting things is that people are surprised by how well their bond funds have done. They think low interest rates, they hear the headlines all the time, and they think, I'm not going to make much money in my bond fund, but I want it as a safe haven. Well, the truth is, bond funds as an asset class have performed remarkably well. Here we are, not yet done with two-thirds of the year, and just using one of your funds, Baird Aggregate Bond, it's up about 5.75% year-to-date. So we're on a pace to have what's a great year for some of the bond funds from a total return standpoint. The question is, can we continue to get these kinds of really nice, consistent, strong total returns in this interest rate environment, and especially if we ever get to the point where rates go up?
Well, Chuck, your question's a really good one because we say to ourselves every day, investing's about today forward. And so while all of the funds are having a very good year to date, when we look at the total returns, and you used the Baird Aggregate Bond Fund as an example of a portfolio that has had a surprisingly strong nominal return, strong relative return versus the portfolio's benchmark, better than 2 percentage points, adding a lot of alpha or added value and against inflation. So on a real basis, the portfolios are doing very, very well. But today going forward, you have to look at the portfolio's yield and determine what that could look like. And the portfolio's yield right now is a little bit better than 3%. Now, the aggregate index has a yield of 1.72%. So one of the things that will be to the portfolio's advantage is this big yield advantage that's on the portfolio. Some of it is because we are eliminating, we're not completely out of U.S. Treasuries, but we're underweighted the U.S. Treasury component, and particularly those very short and shorter intermediate Treasury instruments that we think are incredibly expensive. And so by underweighting substantially and eliminating that part of the benchmark assets, if you will, and owning more corporate bonds, mortgage-backed securities on the short and intermediate side of the portfolio, we're able to get that yield advantage on the portfolio. And as you pass through time, we should be able to crank through a portion of that into a total return advantage. Now, there is the pure math behind bonds. And One thing that I do want to talk about is the interest rate risk of a portfolio like that. Its duration stands at 4.9 years, which a lot of investors, particularly individual investors, will better relate to what's the average maturity of that portfolio. And it'll act a lot like a 7-year bond. So certainly the portfolio has done very, very well. It will have the volatility like a 7-year bond. If investors are particularly cautious right now and they see the very significant performance that they've gotten to date and want to just come in a bit on the risk curve, certainly there are other options, one being in our portfolio, in the Baird Fund's case, in our portfolio lineup, the Baird Short-Term Bond Fund or the Baird Intermediate Bond Fund.
I'm going to stop you here. We are right up against our time, and my audience will kill me if I didn't at least ask for your quick impression on where you see rates headed for the rest of the year. Are we going to get an interest rate increase anytime soon?
You know, we come back to the environment we're in, and let's recap that. You know, we have been in the camp of very modest growth on the economy, lower than normal growth in this recovery, at a time when we don't see as much job creation as typically you would see, allowing for wage inflation and inflation overall to stay lower longer than people expect. And with that, interest rates, we believe, will remain lower longer than people expect. So we would see a fair amount of volatility, but we still look at an economy that is in the process, both here in the States as well as globally, of de-levering from all that buildup of debt. And to the extent you are in a phase of de-levering, you by definition are paying down debt and not consuming as much or not growing as much. So we think that environment will be one that is conducive to rates staying lower. So those trying to hit a lot of singles, if you will, in terms of issue selection, yield curve positioning, low cost to invest in the way of lower expense ratios, we think is the winning formula for bond investors.
There you have it, the take on the bond and fixed income world from Mary Ellen Stanek. She is Chief Investment Officer for Baird Advisors, President of the Baird Funds. And if you want more information, it is BairdFunds.com. We'll link it up to MoneyLifeShow.com. Mary Ellen, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's a lot more of Money Life left to lead. Up next, it's the personal finance tip of the week. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.